It's hard to escape the constant talk.
First overall pick, the LA Rams got to be a quarterback. They make that bold move to go all the way up there to number one.
In the ever-changing media world of 2016, a fan can get the speculation everywhere.
This is a guy that was a three-year starter, hasn't been elected a captain by his teammates, so there's a question as to why he's not respected by his teammates.
Many people are saying the best player in this draft could be the defensive end out of Ohio State, Joey Bosa.
Right, in a normal quarterback draft, maybe they're first rounders, but later in the first round?
We would assume that the Vikings will take a wide receiver in the first round, and it's a week from tomorrow, and Chris Hockey and I cannot wait.
For Paul Allen, his daily show on KFAN can be filled with draft talk from the moment the Vikings walk off the field for the final time each season. Who goes where? What trades can be made? What is a position of need? The list of topics to debate in the NFL draft is endless.
What do the Vikings need? What do you think they would do? Who do you like? 800-320-5326, 651-989-5326. Troy and St. Paul, you're first.
I think we need a receiver more than anything. So I know you're a Laquon Treadwell guy. I'm a Josh Doctson guy. And that's who I want us to pick up, I think, in terms of speed, size, ability to catch 50-50 balls, and just overall home run ability. I think he's the best bet for us at 23.
Andrew, Detroit Lakes, good morning.
Say at 23, I'm all in on Josh Doctson. I like the fact that we have Stephon Diggs, a shorter, speedy, dependable receiver. It's a young, hungry wide receiver that I think accelerate our offense that much further.
Howard in Chicago. Hello.
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hi, Howie.
I would love to draft Treadwell at 23. I don't think he's going to be there. And to me, in Vikings, I trust. I would much rather have him trade down, let Denver take the quarterback over there, and draft Ryan Kelly and build the best offensive line in our division.
What will the Vikings do at pick 23? Will they trade up, trade down? What are the positions of need? Fans and listeners always want to break it down. But even those who make a living predicting the draft are really like everyone else in not knowing what to expect on April 28th.
As we chat about on the radio or as we chat around Winter Park, I think the thing that intrigues me from a Viking standpoint most this year, and I'd be curious to get your opinion on it, is the team plays from ahead. It's a division champion. It's an 11-win team. It's not a team that's desperate to hit on the first three or four picks, which of course you want to do, but when you win six games, you have to hit on those picks to get to like nine. This team plays from ahead.
Yes, and they are also a team that is hard to peg in the draft, and that's how Rick Spielman wants it. He's got a history of moving up to get a guy that he wants. He's got a history of moving back to accumulate picks and still get a guy who he wants. And he also has a history of taking a player he doesn't need, and the Vikings can do that this year at 23 because, as you said, an 11-win team, a division champion, they have equity built up, they don't have to have any single guy or position in this draft.
You know, Wobby, one thing that I really appreciate about the local fan base is Vikings fans and the local NFL crowd, very, very smart. In that, you're right, they deem the team to be wide receiver needy, and we talk a lot about Laquon Treadwell, Josh Doctson, Corey Coleman, Michael Thomas, Will Fuller. But the audience also recognizes if the team takes an offensive lineman with the 23rd overall pick in the draft, that is a pick to fortify not only now, but the future of Vikings football. And I think despite off 11 wins, they'd completely be on board.
I think that you're right about that. It's a function of their intelligence as a fan base, but also the nature of a Midwesterner. They appreciate strong, tough, gritty, hardy offensive linemen, maybe more than a lot of other fan bases. And they have a proud history of offensive line play, and they want this offensive line to be better and to be great. And so they would appreciate that pick at 23 as well.